So Martin, we're going to talk a bit about nutrition and body condition score, and I suppose you always try and look at the herd rather than focusing on individuals. Look at the herds. What's an easy way or a simple way of assessing the herd for body condition?
Yeah, and we got to get sort of some easy rules to do this, because it's not so straightforward. Get in every cow, get a body score number on her, then what do we do with all that information? So body condition scoring is the correct and the right thing to do to judge where cows are at, and it's a very good judge of a herd. But from my point of view, when I'm really looking at a herd moving through from after calving right in through that breeding season, how do we keep an eye that things are going the right way for us? And so some of you guys will have 60 cows, some will have 700 or 800 cows. So how do we look at all these cows fairly and assess it? So general rules for me, I'll always look at a herd every 2 weeks. I'll take the time to look at the cows properly. And that might mean going out in the paddock at a certain quiet time and really walking through that herd. And it could be 20 minutes, it could be half an hour. But that time spent will give you a very good idea of what's happening. And I always count the cows in groups of 10, because you can get overwhelmed. There's so many cows coming at you, and sometimes then you concentrate on the first lactation and you don't judge it necessarily correctly. So I count 10 cows in front of me, and I say, how many of those cows out of 10 are looking poor, looking thin, in my opinion as a herds person? And very quickly, when you've done 7 or 8 groups of 10, you've looked at 70 or 80 cows, and now you might find that 2 out of 10 or 3 out of 10 are not looking, you're not happy where they're at. And it's reasonable to say then that 20% of the cows are under the average, or they're not looking as well as they should. So I'm not putting a number on it, but it's highlighting a position at that point.
Okay.
At that point.
And what are you looking for, I suppose, in the individuals? What's to you, and it's quite subjective. What is a cow that you're not happy with?
Absolutely. And all of you, again, you'll have different breeds and types of cows, so your mind will be adjusted in a particular way. If you have very British Friesian-y cows, they might carry a little bit more condition. Jerseys have a very particular look, and Jersey crosses do. So we have to be careful that we don't subconsciously delude ourselves into thinking they're too fat or too thin or whatever it is. So actually, without handling a cow or doing absolute body condition scoring, there's a couple of points I look at in cows straight away. I don't look at the front. I always look for the hip bone, which is right there. Okay, sometimes we don't. That's at the point of their hip. And we look at this hoop bone up here. And we look at their pins at the back, which is a triangular bone, right? We look at the pins. And we're really looking at, first of all, do they stand out? So I have a cow here that we've got nice cover, so it's a little bit harder to see the connection between the three. And often we call this, we're looking for a U or a V connection here. Very pronounced, we get this sort of V line. And once I see that V line, I'm going to be three or under. I'm going under. When I'm finding it hard to see that V line of more a U shape or a smiley shape, I'm probably greater than three at that situation. So I've got a cow here with a nice bit of cover, and generally when we're finding it hard to see the V line, we'll get a roundness here and we'll get a little bit of rounding on our pins. So we know we're in the positive area with the cow. I'm not applying a direct number, but I'm in the positive area. So here's a cow in good nick for me. Without looking at anything else, she's in the right direction. She's going in the right direction for breeding, and I'll see that visually as that cow goes by me.
She's kind of three, I suppose, or thereabouts.
Absolutely. I wouldn't argue with you.
Yeah, yeah. The lady behind is...
Yeah, again, if I look, I'm finding it harder to find the hip. It's there. Our pins. And look at almost like a football. A lot of condition here. And again, harder to see this. So harder to make that connection between them. So I get that more U shape. I've got a very well covered cow, well in excess of three.
Well in excess of three. Reflected over the ribs here and the short ribs as well. Like nice cover there as
absolutely.
Well.
Absolutely. So yeah. Again, if someone asks me what the number is, I'm not going to tell you, but I know I'm in excess, I'm in a positive area.
Yeah.
So I can see a lot of cows very, very quickly. So am I body scoring? Not exactly. Yeah. What I'm doing is I'm picking out these cows that are over and under. Okay. And then if I go to another lady, you start seeing clearly the hip bone is popping out. We can see our pins, and we see the angularity in the hoop. And already I know I'm probably going to start seeing more rib and so on up there. But it's much clearer here that there's a definite line between these. And I know that I'm in the under region. I'm in the under region. So I'm starting to look at how many of these do I have in my group of 10. And then I'm going to make a decision on how I work with the group.
Very good. So, Martin, we spoke about looking at body condition on a herd level and seeing, you know, in groups of 10, picking out cows or just having a rough assessment without having to put them all through the crush and body condition, which people just don't do, and it's probably not practical. So what you're just suggesting is very practical. Mm. But then we've picked out these, you know, we want to do something with the individual cows. What are our actions?
So look, depending how close we are to the breeding season, what we're at, but always thin cows in the Irish system will benefit from once a day. Once a day milking, even for a short period of time, while continuing to feed the cow across the two milkings, will often get that cow into the right place. I think this cow is bulling. She's a thinner cow, so she's probably producing a hell of a lot. We still want to mind her. And if we're finding that on a herd level, we're running into 20% of the cows are starting to look like this, well, then our overall allowance to the herd in terms of dry matter may need to be higher. So we'll always look at the paddock first. Is the cover okay? Are we right in the cover? Are we giving them enough area? Are we giving them enough time to actually eat that area as well? So how much restriction and pinch are we putting on outside? It's not always about pulling the rope inside and putting more concentrate in the situation, but the overall allowance may need to be higher.
But for the individual cow, your options are feed them a bit more.
Feed them a bit more.
Or once a day.
Or once a day. So depending on your system and what you're able to do.
People, I suppose, worry about once a day, a cow like this who's probably producing very well, putting them on once a day. Is it a practical thing to do with those cows?
Yeah, and sometimes you have to work with how you feel about it, and some people don't want to do that. I know very successfully in UCD it was very higher yielding grass cows. They're very happy to put high yielding cows on once a day for a period to allow them to catch up. And it could be relatively short. It could be just a 2-week period until they really kind of reestablish themselves. And also, if I'm finding that group of cows that are within the herd that are low body score, one thing also check, make sure their feet are okay. You might just be getting a little bump of lameness in the herd or some mortal arrow running through. So these things are very important signals to say that, okay, there's some cows here that are not doing as well.
Yeah. We'll just move back to this cow.
Sure.
I think she's a later calver anyway. She's calved in the...
Okay, super conditioned cow, yeah.
Yeah, so she's on the other end of the spectrum. What are her challenges as a cow that's after calving?
Okay, so if we make the assumption that she's a late calver, she's probably only calved 30 days, 35 days, she's held condition, she's been dry a long time. And the problem for these ladies is their dry matter intake doesn't build that fast. So we really want these cows eating. A fresh cow needs to eat about 13, 14 kilos of dry matter in that first week, 10 days after calving. So it's taking these cows time to come up to peak. So if they're struggling with their intake and we're also cutting down our supplement because our grass is coming to us, some of these cows will need to go on once a day to get them to the point where they hit positive energy balance and come bulling. And really with these late calvers, I want them to bull fast. So some of these, if they're bulling at 30 days, 35 days, even though conception rates will be low, I'll get semen into these cows and I'll try and get them moving once they're clean.
So cows that you want to retain, that's the first thing, is you want to retain and hopefully gain time, whether they're late calvers that may be in very good condition or cows that are producing very well and have lost a bit of condition, once a day is definitely an option to try and up their plane of nutrition, and hopefully they'll come cycling quicker and get bred quicker.
Yeah, absolutely. And I suppose the last thing, Dennis, I think with the improvement in genetics overall in the last, you know, particularly the last 5 or 6 years, we've seen cow production is increasing. Energy demand for cows is definitely increasing. So if I've got our genetics for fertility nailed on and I want to maintain those first service conception rates, really look at that intake. What is the true intake of these cows, and are we allowing them enough? So those herd rules of looking at the tens really helps you.
And speaking of genetics, a lot of herds are starting to, that did expand, are starting to mature now and are really starting to pump out kilos of milk solids.
Yeah, we're over the honeymoon period in some of those herds. A lot of those herds have been very young. They have a lot of heifers in there. They've gotten away with cell count, with lameness, their lower yield, they're able to, situation is tolerated. But as those herds mature, it's asking different questions of your nutrition system.
Yeah.
So you need some measures.
Okay. Thanks, Martin.